Senate Conservatives Fund endorses Representative Mike Collins in Georgia U.S. Senate race. By Catherine Hamilton on April 14, 2026. The Senate Conservatives Fund, SCF, endorsed Representative Mike Collins, RGA, on Tuesday in the Georgia U.S. Senate race ahead of the Republican primary election on May 19. Collins, the frontrunner who represents Georgia's 10th congressional district and owns his own trucking company, is up against Governor Brian Kemp, R, endorsed Derek Dooley, a first-time candidate, former University of Tennessee football coach and lawyer, and Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, a pharmacist and longtime GOP lawmaker representing the state's 1st congressional district. Republicans are vying to snag the seat of Democrat Senator John Ossoff, DGA, who was first elected in 2021 and has been dubbed the most vulnerable Democrat up for re-election. Collins is running in the Republican primary for the right to face incumbent Democrat Senator John Ossoff in what will be one of the tightest, most important races of 2026. With just a month to go before the May 19 primary, Collins is the clear conservative choice in this race. Since his election to Congress, he has racked up an impeccable 99% lifetime conservative voting record, SCF said in its endorsement. Most of all, Collins is a fighter. He has stood up for conservative principles, even on issues most Republicans duck: election integrity, the right to life, the Second Amendment, and border security, continued the organization, which seeks to elect bold conservative leadership to Washington that fights for the timeless conservative principles of limited government, strong national defense, and traditional family values. The endorsement continues. Mike Collins doesn't just defend MAGA values, he's on offense 24/7. He was the original sponsor of the Laken Riley Act, which mandates prison for illegal immigrants whose crimes lead to the death of Americans. A veteran of the trucking industry, Collins has led the fight to require all truckers to speak and read English. He has fearlessly called out the left's replacement immigration strategy. He has fought to end automatic birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants and to make voter ID the law of the land. If you follow Collins's public statements, you know he pulls no punches. The media calls him controversial, conservatives call him honest. He understands the stakes of the fight we're in. He knows there can be no compromise with a left that sides with criminals over their victims, foreigners over citizens, and woke lies over biblical truth. That's exactly the kind of fearless leadership we need in the Senate. The organization called Georgia one of the best pickup opportunities this year and slammed Ossoff as a woke, globalist liberal with no business representing Georgia in the Senate. SCF contended the race could decide the Senate majority in 2026 and could impact future Supreme Court appointments, funding for border security agencies, voter ID, and even impeachment trials. SCF also pointed to polling showing Collins leading his Republican opponents by double digits and edging close to Ossoff. Real Clear polling average shows Collins leading Carter by 13.5 points and shows Ossoff leading Collins by a narrow 2.8 points in the general election. This is going to be a dogfight to the last day of the campaign, SCF said. Georgia is a seat conservatives have to win, and Mike Collins is the conservative ready to win it. Senate Conservatives Fund stands with Mike Collins. Collins told Breitbart News that he is honored to have SCF in his corner. This organization, like the many trusted conservative institutions backing our campaign, realized that we accomplish real change in Washington by ensuring that we don't just elect any Republican, but the right Republican to the U.S. Senate, he said. Collins' campaign touted the lawmaker as the leading candidate in the Republican primary and the only candidate organized in all of Georgia's 159 counties with over 800 convoy captains. Collins has received other heavy-hitting endorsements, including from the National Border Patrol Council, Club for Growth PAC, Turning Point Action, CPAC, 300 Georgia veterans, and 180 local and state elected officials. His campaign also boasts a grassroots network of more than 45,000 donors from across the U.S. President Donald Trump has yet to endorse a candidate in the race, but said on October 15 that some very good people are running. Trump has made an early endorsement in the 2026 Georgia gubernatorial race for Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. "And I understand that I haven't made a decision yet," Trump said at the time. but I'm following that race very carefully. It's very important for Georgia to get a real senator because the senator they have now is a horrible senator, Trump said of incumbent Sen. Ossoff. Those people are great and they deserve a good senator. Because the man they have now is a weak, ineffective person. The Georgia Republican Senate primary election is on May 19, 2026. If any candidate does not receive more than 50% of the votes, the top two contenders will compete in a runoff race before the winner challenges Ossoff in November. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.